KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Durban cop has begun serving a three-year prison sentence for corruption. Constable Andiswa Vesi demanded a 3,000 rand bribe from a woman who went to the Broadway Street police station in 2019 to certify documents. The Durban Regional Court heard that Vesi claimed that the woman's matric certificate was fraudulent and demanded she hand over payment for the return of her documents. KZN Hawk spokesperson Sibungane says a former administration clerk, Ntutuko Zondi, colluded with a cop and later contacted the woman to arrange payment.
The matter was reported to the Hawks members, which promptly initiated an undercover operation that resulted in Vesi's arrest, and she was found in possession of the complainant's documents and 1,000 gratification.
Anese Zondi handed himself over to police.
In addition, the court imposed a five-year imprisonment, which is wholly suspended for 5 years on the condition that they are not convicted on a similar offence during the period of suspension.
Human Settlements Department says work has resumed on 15 housing projects in KZN. In January, officials revealed that the construction of 46 projects was put on hold in the province. Minister Thembi Simelane says nationally the figures climbed to more than 100. She's responding to questions in Parliament yesterday.
KwaZulu-Natal, that we have already have 15 projects, which contractors are on site, and all these are stalled projects. In total, House Chair, we have a minimum of 100 stalled projects. And we are using the word minimum carefully so, because as we work me and you today, there could be another challenge that emanates from. But currently, 100 contractors differently in the provinces are at various stages of implementation and unblocking projects.
And Elon Musk's social media platform X is taking the Indian government to court. The lawsuit centers around alleged content regulation and censorship. The platform's challenging the government's orders to remove content, arguing that they bypass existing safeguards. The case will be heard next week. This isn't the first clash between X and Indian authorities. 2 years ago, an Indian court fined the platform after dismissing its plea against orders to remove tweets that criticize Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. A recap of our lead story, a Durban cop has begun serving a 3-year prison sentence for corruption. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.